Yeah, I'm not gonna come back.
Fuck it, man.
You know what? Yeah. So if y'all call me next week and I don't answer in the darkness, that's because I didn't come back yet. That's why. That's because I'm staying down here. I'm about to rip this plane ticket up right now. I'm not coming back. What could be more than Latin bitches eating and water?
Sounds like a good time to me.
Sounds like a very good damn time to me, people. Oh man, I'm about to die though. You know I'm gonna go take a shit now. Cody, talk to the people. ain't been 5 minutes and I'm already like, all right, I gotta go. Man, I ate too much. I ain't gonna lie. I'm over here just staring at the wall right now. Like, I got a drink right here.
Your trip going, but apparently it's going quite well.
I got a drink right here. I'm just looking at that motherfucker just melting. It's got like it's got on the straw. It's like a watermelon and cantaloupe attached to it. It's all like different colors and shit or whatever. And it's just melting slowly, talking about, you gonna drink me or what, bitch?
How's that?
I don't know. It was the whole compliments of the hotel, I guess. It's a roofie colada.
Oh, okay.
actually, it's called Tropical Breeze.
Okay.
But I haven't touched it yet because I'm afraid I might throw up if I do, so.
You throwing up right now.
Yeah, well, it might be good for podcast. Room service, clean it up. People, once again, welcome to Movie Spoils episode 127. I'm the phenomenal one.
I'm Cody.
And here in lovely Vacay Town and all the world that's lovely and green and blue and shit like that. Oh, and red for the color people here. Yeah, would it be safe to say if I'm fucked up on this show, then I'm fucked up.
Yeah. Not like it'd be a first.
So. Oh, okay, yeah, that's true. True. I might have had a couple of glasses of wine. That's about it, but.
The only difference now is that you're in Puerto Rico, so.
Oh, okay.
Change.
Ain't nothing changed from that or whatever. Oh, yeah, but anyway, like, you know, enough about my week here, because I'm sure that'll get talked about a lot, and the photos might justify some of that, too. Whatever. People, if you ever go to Puerto Rico, you got to eat this restaurant called Perla. This fucking place is gorgeous. I'm telling you, man, like, it is. It is like top of, I mean, it, as far as cinematography places go, scenery places go, this is the place. I mean, it just looked beautiful. I almost died off the cliff of the damn thing and just fell into the water and probably got eaten by a shark or some mosquito lava shit in the water.
That was the alcohol, I'm
assuming. Yeah, that was that too. I'm not gonna lie, yeah, it was that too. The thing about the place is they don't know when to stop bringing you shit. You didn't even ask for.
Yeah, that's how it is in those tropical places, man.
I
went to the Bahamas years ago.
Mm-hmm.
One spot, man. Yeah, about this big ass spider and cheese fries. I was like, oh my fucking god, this shit was so delicious.
Man, they brought this souffle, man. Girlfriend was like, she just said right now, I shouldn't have ate that souffle. And I said, shit, you shouldn't have ate it. Shit, I shouldn't have ate two of the motherfuckers. Shit, shit, I think I'm gonna die now. I think the diabetes caught up. That's why I'm sweating. It's finally kicked in. It's happening now. Oh, shit. It's like fucking 96 degrees out here, but you don't give a fuck. I'm butt-ass naked anyway.
Oh, shit, I hope so, yeah. You know that goddamn food.
Yeah, actually, I'm not gonna lie. I am kind of, I mean, I'm in my drawers, but you know. I got some flip-flops on. drawers and flip-flops. I mean, it looked like shorts, kind of, because they briefs, so, you know. So when I step outside to go get, like, a bucket of ice or something like that, they'd be like, oh, it's fine. It's just P1. That's all it is.
He's on vacation. Don't bother that guy.
Yeah, don't bother that guy. That guy, he don't get out much anyway. Shit, I heard he used to be a whore.
Yeah, you said like she'd been drinking this entire week.
Oh, man, don't even get me started on how much I've been drinking this entire week. Don't even get me fucking started. I got off the motherfucking plane with a fucking drink in my head.
You would.
I did a cheers coming down the ladder and shit like, The stewardess was trying to take the cup. She said, sir, you have to leave that on the, sir.
Flight.
Yeah. Shit, I was Denzel on flight. I said, let me in this motherfucker. I got this. I'm going to need, what do you need, sir? I'm going to need about 2 glasses of vodka, a Long Island iced tea, and a bottle of scotch. Pet stat. Come on. Let's do this. I got this. Oh, and a line of cocaine already set up for me from John Goodman. I don't think John Goodman's on this plane. Well, find a fat motherfucker that looks like him then. I'll land this plane, don't you worry. Meanwhile, 26 other passengers died in Paris.
Everybody
know
me, they let me inside the cabin.
Yeah, I don't know them. Shit, I don't know them at all. Shit, we live. That's all that matters. Oh, you actually got up from eating. Oh.
Oh, she survived.
Yeah, she survived. Oh. I'm not gonna shut my mouth. Shit, I didn't think you was gonna move for a while. Shit, I was just about to tell Cody, I'm about to go take a shit right now. So. So anyway, what? Yes, I'm recording. Wait, don't hit me, shit. Shit. People know I take a shit. Oh my god. Oh, she looks fine. Well, that's good.
They look fine now.
You know what? The scary thing about coming back to your old partying background is the bitches you may run into.
Oh.
Hola, Senor P1. I don't know them bitches.
Did that happen?
They might have once. Oh, you came back to this bar, huh? No, you got me mixed up with somebody else. I don't do this. No, it's my first time here. What are you talking about?
Sure, not many people had that grin. Like,
I came back. I used my white accent I use when I talk to people and shit. So I was like, well, clearly, sir, you have me mistaken for someone else. I don't know who are you talking. Are you referring to me? Well, why don't you keep looking around? Come back to me. We'll figure this thing out. We'll get to the bottom of this, buddy.
Yeah. Meanwhile, like just wait. Wait till motherfucker has like 5 more drinks. Watch.
Yeah, 5 more drinks. Wait till he goes to the bar and see his photo on the bar. Do not sell alcohol to this person right here.
The fuck are you doing, body shots?
Eyes are bloodshot red. Shit. You gotta sit your fiance down with Tyler. That's the old me. That ain't me no more. Don't let these photos tell the truth of me. Then, like you said, 5 drinks later, man. Who wants nipple shots? Off of me. You couldn't keep my shirt on this weekend. Oh, vacation with P1, it'll make you or break you.
That is true.
Anyway, how your week been, man?
I've been cool. Been cool. Pretty smooth. Getting some stuff together for the move soon.
Oh, okay. That's right.
Spot next weekend. So, yeah, that's happening. And, yeah, other than that, man, it's been a chill weekend.
Damn. Okay. Yeah. Damn. That's actually happened. I thought you was bullshitting.
No, but I'm not bullshitting.
Usually when you drink, we bullshit, so.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you was bullshitting me. Yeah, this nigga was dead honest, though. Okay. Damn. 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 Oh, and I kept pointing out women for you, too, to my fiance. I was like, what about, I don't even say anything now. All I say is, I look at a chick and I go, Cody? And she'll just shake my head, or she'll shake her head, or shake her head yes or no. You've gotten a lot of yeses. So.
That.
We approve of it, so now we just got to get you down here.
All way to Puerto Rico.
Yeah, exactly. You can have you a mistress in every island, country, whatever the fuck you want. Why not? I'm like Batman to you. I'm passing the mantle over.
Ah, I see.
Passing the pussy over to you.
See, gonna have a little statue too.
Don't touch Estrada though. She might be. I think by now she might have something now. Don't touch that bitch now. That's all I got to say. Don't touch that bitch. Oh man. Anyway, people. That's the note where we gonna get into the show now.
Yes.
Yeah, so we got some comments, we got some questions. Got a couple of those. Got some box office talk. Not too really, but some.
It's the same
shit. Yeah, it's pretty much, I ain't gonna lie, it's the same shit. It's the same shit. It's the same shit or whatever. We got Blu-ray release, obviously. And then we got trailer talk, which pretty much the same shit of last week, because P1 made a stupid fucking move by grouping all those grouping this past week and the next week, this week that's coming up, all into one fucking category, because shit, it looked like it fell in the same fucking category. So
right.
So, pretty much this change on that is just we got trailer talk with Dolphin Tale 2 instead of No Good Deed this time. Mm-hmm. And everybody knows Cody loves Morgan Freeman.
I love me some Morgan Freeman.
Been loving him some Morgan Freeman ever since his classic came out and Won It, you know?
Yes, yeah, hell yeah. This is his best role ever.
It was his best role ever. Somebody asked me, it was like, well, Won It or Dark Knight? I was like, can you ask me which Morgan Freeman I prefer?
Yeah.
I can answer you that because I think they came out like a month afterwards, each other.
Yeah,
so I was like, I'd take that Wanted Morgan Freeman. His breakout role.
Seriously.
Breakout a character role, yeah.
Breakout
of
Morgan Freeman.
I watched that shit on the plane. That shit had me like, it's like late as fuck, and I'm the only one like.
Everybody trying to sleep
and
shit. Motherfucker, shut this goddamn.
What is he watching? Fucking Want It? What the f- Okay. All right, man. Jesus Christ. Okay. Morgan Freeman looking from a window every scene. You know, if you curve a bullet, you can save a lot of people's lives. That motherfucker didn't even look believable as an assassin. Only believable assassin in that motherfucker was James Maxwell. I was just like, everybody else in this motherfucker, especially Morgan Freeman. I was just like, yeah, really? This is like Nick Fury before Nick Fury or something. What is this? But, yeah, so we got that. So, you know, let's go ahead and get into some questions now. Because, you know, my food's starting to wear off. So, I'm going to start drinking this alcohol now.
There we go. Perfect timing.
Yeah, more alcohol now. All right. Damn, my body's going to be fucked up when I come back.
Your shit's going to shut down as soon as you walk off that plane.
I'm going to have that drink in my hand right then just fall downstairs. Wake up in the pod, wake up in the hospital bed going, Movie Spoilers episode 120. I'm the phenomenal one. They're going to be like, oh my God, he's delirious now.
Yeah, you got morphine now too, Daniel.
That heat got into me or whatever. I'll be like, man, what is this thing plugged into my system? Is that rum or vodka? Or a little bit of both? You get some shit called Zambuki.
What the fuck is that?
My African ancestor, that's what it is.
Right on.
Oh, anyway, people, where we at? Okay, so Cynthia, she says, damn. Yeah, Tropical Breeze. Cynthia, she said, why do you guys think Idris Elba became so popular over the years? Was it because of his music career? Yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly why.
Yeah. That's pretty much the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, that's the only thing I can think of. To be honest, I really don't know why.
I know people don't mostly come out of his film roles. I think it's all the TV stuff.
Really? Oh, okay.
Which is coincidentally the shit I haven't seen with him in it.
It's coincidentally the shit that I don't give a fuck about neither.
Everybody talking about him, The Wire and Luther, and I'm like, oh, okay.
Usually it's always the fucking movie critic people or whatever, the entertainers that's always talking about him and shit, talking about, oh, you know, Idris Elba shit. But mainly when they talk about him, it's always about what when they do casting.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, I'd love to know this movie you guys saw where he did such a great job in it that he would do a great job in this.
Right.
Because I'm still waiting on that. I was it Obsession?
No. Was it movie? Daddy's Favorite Girls or something like that?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, God. I thought you were going to say it was Thor when he was holding that door for that white man.
No, it was American Gangster. He got blasted in the head.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, that would make sense. You know, it's a, Oh, he could be the next Denzel. I was like, nah, I don't know about that now.
That's the other thing, too. Women fucking love him.
I don't get that either. Until you show him that private garden. Until you show him that private garden. Because remember, Lena was one of them.
That's right. I remember that.
And yeah. Then she saw that video and said, you know, he's just creepy now. You show him that private garden, and no woman want his ass no more. Shit. You know why? It's because he's dark, tall, and got that accent. That's what that shit is.
Goddamn accent.
It's the damn accent, whatever. But then when they see that video, they just like, damn. Our boy, who we had a talk with on our call-in show we did, Jimmy Johnson, him, he was talking about it, Idris Elba. Then I told him about that video, and he went to go watch it, and he was like, damn. I don't know what to say. That damn.
That video made no fucking sense.
Yeah, his rap career is very illustrious, you know? I was was that?
No, was that a rap song?
I don't know what the fuck that was. It was some Zumba shit, something like that. I was just in a record store. I found this old store over here that sold vinyls and shit like that. I'm collecting up on my vinyls or whatever. And I asked the dude, I said, hey, this is a pretty organized store. I said, but do you got any of the Driss? And that dude looked at me and was like, how you spell that? I said, Driss. He said, that brother didn't even type it in. He was fucking with me. He made it look like he typed it in. He just, like, moved his fingers and shit and just said, we ain't got that, bro. And I was just like, I told him as I was walking out, y'all slipping up in here. Ain't got that private garden. I said, that private garden was the hit of 2013. I said, fuck, get lucky.
Yeah, private garden, they're playing at all the clubs, man.
Yeah, I heard it. All the clubs in Inglewood, yeah. This is a stomping ground, baby.
You told me that motherfucker.
That's stepping up from Hollywood to the big screen to the fucking DJing at house parties in Inglewood. Shit, that's stepping up, bro. To go and being
community.
Yeah, being part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe to DJing in Inglewood. Shit. You tell me, nigga. You tell me what you want to do. Notice that nigga ain't around when these Negroes getting shot, though, in Inglewood. So.
Exactly.
That nigga's like, oh, it's time to get back to Hollywood, mate. Steve, he says, good old dress. But you know what? I don't know when that whole thing eats us up. I think it's just because people don't know his age, and he look like he's in middle age, so it look like he could fit probably the young and older roles or whatever. So, to me, that nigga look old. I ain't gonna lie.
Think he looks old?
I think the brother is pushing in his 40s.
Yeah, he definitely in his 40s, yeah.
I don't know where they see him as Green Lantern then. I don't know. It's like, that nigga's way too old.
Shit, they remember people talking about Denzel Green Lantern, too. I was like, no.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, I love Denzel. Denzel would make a cool, he'd make a cool Green Lantern. But God damn it, no, that don't even make any damn sense.
No, man. I love his hanging up too low. Sorry.
Number two, I don't think Denzel would even say yes to that shit.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Highly doubt it. He'd have made a badass Lex Luthor though.
Hell yeah, he would.
I thought he would have been a smooth ass Lex Luthor. I'm just like, shit. I can see how people would be on Lex Luthor's side if it came down to Lex Luthor and Superman. If it was Denzel, I'm just like, shit, Denzel. If he steps up into the club and you there with your chick, your bitch gone. Shit, your bitch is gone. Me and my fiance even argued about that. I said, if he comes up in there, I'm going to be gone. She was like, shit, I will be too. I was like, well, just letting you know. First come, first serve, girl. Shit. Shit, because draws is dropping when he come up in. All right, I'm telling you that right now. Shit, all you got to do is that little half smirk he does. Because Denzel, he can intimidate you by smiling.
Exactly.
You know, he ain't really got to do much or say much or nothing like that. He just looks at you and just be, and if he tells you he going to do it, it's like he going to do it, you know? He'd be like, look, I'm going to shoot you and whoop your ass right here. And he don't have to do a mean face or nothing like that. He's like so charming at it, he'd just be like, damn. I'm not scared of you, but for some reason, I believe you are going to do that right now.
So let me just assume this position right now. Shut
Yeah, exactly. I wish he... Man, it would have been badass had he been Lex Luthor. He'd been like, look what you did to my city, bitch. Look what you said. He gonna be like, now who's my nigga? Batman come through the window and shit. Now he looks at Batman. He's like, now who's my nigga? Superman would have been like, you know what? I think I need to go find my home planet now. I ain't got... Shit. Matter of fact, he'd have told... Man, I would love to see that. That stare down between Batman and Denzel. he would have sat Batman down and been like, now sit, boy. Sit. Yeah, that's what I thought now. Shit. Batman. I'm your nigga. Okay? You work for me, nigga. Now get in the passenger side. You gonna sit in the little Robin motorcycle side, whatever that shit's called. Shit. Yeah, that'd have been badass.
Oh, man.
Oh, the movie that would have been. See, I want to see that. Look, Denzel, we want you to play Lex Luthor. You playing your character from Training Day and Two Guns or whatever shit. Oh, okay. Oh, I can do that. Shit. Want you to get all up in these superheroes' faces and shit. Damn. Laughing at Aquaman and shit. Boy, what can you do? I can talk to the fish or whatever. Shit, man, I know the motherfucker that can fry a fish. So, Steve, though, man, next question. Steve, he says, I like that observation of the difference between Guardians and Captain America, TBR. I agree with you completely, although I like Guardians of the Galaxy more, I do believe Captain America is a better film. Are there any films you guys love more than a better film? I got one. I've said it multiple times. I like Batman Begins more than The Dark Knight. And Dark Knight is a better film. What happened?
I said I'm in the same boat, but I still struggle with that one. I mean, back and forth like every other day.
Yeah, that is a back and forth one. You go back because you say that, but then you go watch Dark Knight right now, and then you'd be like, you know what? Take that back.
Yeah.
But that'd be mine because I've always said that that's the better Batman movie, but the better film is Dark Knight. So.
Yeah, honestly, that's like the only example I can think of. I can't think of anything else. Like I think it's like a lesser film quality wise, but I still enjoy more.
I guess it's pretty much a guilty which one you like more than which one is obviously critically better, I guess.
Right.
So it's like one of those... another one, like Steve brought up in this one, I think Captain America is a better film, but I like Guardians of the Galaxy more. I'm trying to think of some... I think the same could be said for I was gonna say Alien and Aliens. I know a lot of people go back and forth between the first and second one.
Yeah.
But they're both really good. They could be on par damn near, so.
Yeah, just like, you know what? Okay, I think I got one. I don't know if many people, the Terminator over Terminator 2?
I would think so, yeah.
Because I do. I didn't know. I thought T2 had the more critical praise.
Well, and the more references you hear is Terminator, but I think you do hear more people that talk about Terminator 2, how that was a better sequel than most films today, so.
Yeah, because I think I like the first Terminator a bit more.
Mm-hmm. I think of another one I might have.
Star Wars?
Oh, hell no. Fuck Star Wars. Shit. Shit, fuck Star Wars. I'm sure y'all... I wonder if y'all got any more questions about that in the darkness, but shit, yeah. the hell with fucking Star Wars. Star Wars can eat a dick. Star Wars is boring. I don't give a fuck about it. Star Wars is fucking boring. Shit. Boring-ass lightsaber battles and all that shit. don't tell Wayne that, though. Oh, shit. Oh, it's a fact. It's a fact that that film changed movie history. It's like, I don't give a fuck. Ben and Cody, we're going to set up what's facts here. Like, do it look like I give a fuck what a fact is here?
I really don't. Yeah,
that
might be.
Yeah, exactly. Like a fact of what changed movie. I don't give a fuck what changed movie history. Shit. As far as I'm concerned, movies could cease to exist right now, and I wouldn't give a shit.
Yeah.
Shit, right. My life is gonna continue, so I don't give a fuck what the fact or that's like asking me or Cody, what's the first film ever made? And if you don't know it, then ugh, because that's a fact.
Right. I appreciate Star Wars paved the way for Guardians of the Galaxy. I also appreciate that Guardians of the Galaxy is the best fucking Star Wars movie of all time.
I was about to say, I appreciate that Guardians of the Galaxy actually did it better.
So, yes, thank you, Star Wars.
My thing about that is, I don't think even if Star Wars wouldn't have got that George Lucas wouldn't have created Star Wars, somebody else would have done it. It wouldn't have been that adaptation of it, but it would have been done in some format or another. That's my way of thinking, whatever, because, you know, one idea is always going to be... can you come up with an original idea these days, nowadays, without obviously taking from something?
Right.
Somebody would have done some space adventure had not George Lucas done it or not.
Right.
It's just, that's just the way the world works and shit. I don't believe in if this person wouldn't have done this, then we wouldn't have this. We wouldn't have this. I don't believe in that, so... That's like saying, oh, because this guy did the first podcast ever, then podcasting would never exist from these. And I don't know. I don't believe that at all, actually.
Right.
I don't believe that at all, actually. So, so fact or not, I don't give a fuck, personally. So, I like Blade 2 more than Blade 1.
That's a good one. Yeah, because I go back and forth with those two. That's another one.
I think a lot of people talk more about Blade, because I heard a lot of people say Blade 2 is meh. I was like, I thought Blade 2 was funner. I thought it had a lot more cooler scenes.
Ass, man.
Yeah, I thought Blade 2 kicked ass in the martial arts scenes and shit like that. So, yeah, I think that one, where I think Blade gets a lot of credit, and Blade 2 kind of gets lost with the Blade 3 area, I guess. I don't know how, but...
Yeah, I don't see how that happens.
Yeah, because Blade 2 is fun. Blade 2 is badass.
Yeah.
You heard they talking about making a Blade 4?
Man, I ain't fucking
that. Oh, Wesley Snipes old. Actually, Wesley Snipes don't look that old, actually.
No, you see, if Marvel's somehow... This is not going
to
happen.
I don't think that's happening, because Marvel got the rights back to Blade, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not happening. You keep your black ass away. Yeah, that's not happening anytime soon, bro. So you go ahead and keep arguing about that. So, oh, they looking for somebody. Oh, it's probably my ambulance, 911.
Oh shit.
Yeah, it's mine. All right. I clogged the toilet. That's what it was. Yeah, that's one of my cardiac arrests. Fucking Skype. Where are we at? Tom Brady.
Oh, shit.
We got athletes
saw
on
his
here.
Game earlier.
Yeah, man. We got athletes on here. Shit. Yeah. Some bitch gonna hook us up with some tickets. He says, do you guys think that DC is playing it safe by releasing their biggest film ever in March? Kind of tells me that they are just looking to make a lot of money by making this movie. That's not their biggest film ever. The Dark Knight Rises was their biggest film. No, it's... Green Lantern was their big enough.
Oh, that's Catwoman.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was V for Vendetta. That was the biggest film, man. Of course, man. Come on now. Man, this is everything, dude. I don't know why people still look at studios as making art. It's about making that money, baby. Shit.
It's about making money.
About making that money. Shit. But Warner Brothers ain't just looking to make no money. They looking to make a billion. I don't know why they so hung up with a billion, because a billion nowadays don't seem like that hard to do these, you know.
No, sure.
Unless you Spider-Man.
Girls, yeah. Not like the days of old.
Yeah, unless you Spider-Man, that's the only way I don't see you doing it.
Right.
I was reading an article when I was on the plane or whatever. They were talking about is this summer not doing as well as most summers because the movies domestically ain't making $300 million. I'm like, oh my God, you gotta be shitting me. Are we seriously, like, I swear to God, every year is something. Oh, well, this movie didn't make more than Iron Man, or now this movie is 10% lower than what this is. Now this year it's, well, none of the movies made domestically $300 million, so I guess they're kind of a drop off these. I'm like, you gotta be shitting me. Jesus. Yeah, that's where we're going. So if they do make 300 next year, it's gonna be like, oh well, they didn't hit 500, you know.
Exactly. So sick of that shit.
Jesus Christ! Yeah, every time I read one of those, I just go like, man, whatever. Don't tell me your problems.
Exactly. I don't
want to hear that. She don't hear that shit. Shit, you don't get it. Give me that fucking shit. How much did 22 Jump Street made? That movie cost $60 million fucking dollars and made over $200 million. What the fuck?
Talk about first world problems, my God.
That's United States problems. Man, movies didn't make $300 million.
Spoiled motherfuckers out here, I swear.
Not to mention worldwide, it made almost damn near $500 million. But you know, hey.
Exactly. That don't matter. I don't give a fuck about those numbers.
I don't give a fuck about those numbers. Nah, man. Shit. Sooner or later, everything is gonna become found footage films.
Yeah. Everybody gonna be like,
yo,
I'm scared.
Oh,
can't make money back, so.
Yeah. Shit. Hey. Hey, if we make start making superhero found footage films, we can do that shit for $6-10 million, and we can make back like $400 million off of that shit, you know?
If these rumors pan out, this new Fantastic Four reboot is ahead of the curve, man.
Hey, Fantastic Four has always been ahead of the curve. What are you talking about? They got the Thing.
That's true.
Yeah, they got the Invisible Woman. Uh-huh. Got Mr. Fantastic.
Doom there too.
Yeah, Human Torch.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, the Human Torch though, man. I mean, look at these names. Ain't these names cool?
What's the names, man?
Them names are stupid as fuck. People, I like the Fantastic Four books, but I've always said them names are fucking generic. They don't get no mojo. It's almost as if they didn't give a shit when they was making these. They're just like, well, let's just throw some names together and shit like that. Call this we don't know what the hell he is, so let's just call him the Thing. Yeah, exactly. I don't know. What cool nigga? Elastoman? Elastaboy? What? Stretch Armstrong?
Stretch Arm.
Yeah, Stretch Arm. Stretch Reed Stretch. You know? What's that nigga name? Reed? I don't know. Shit. What's the name of the team? Fantastic Four? Call that nigga Mr. Fantastic then. Shit.
It's crazy as it gets right there.
That's some pretty egotistical shit to name yourself after the team, you know.
Yeah, that's a whole dude, apparently.
Yeah, and the thing is, I never once found him really as the leader. So, you know, it's like, it's always a team. So, like, I don't know. That's some pretty egotistical shit to name yourself after. That's some shit CJ would do. and me and Cody would just look at him and be like, nigga, what did you just call? No. Nobody gonna be calling you, talking about you our spokesperson or whatever. Nigga, you can't even get names right. Nigga been calling me movie spoilers for the past 4 fucking years now. Shit. Anyway. But of course, Tom, they playing it safe, man. Gotta make that money, shit. And what other month do you know to release movies in to make money, Cody?
Shit.
Yeah,
the month now, so makes sense.
Hell yeah. January, February, or March?
I'm just happy how these movie studios now are kind of branching out from the usual, you know, May through July time slot to release our blockbusters, kind of spread them out throughout the whole year.
Yeah, we get that's kind of cool. Kind we're of, getting that with November.
Yeah, because, yeah, November's been a big month these past few years, so, yeah, that's definitely true.
I think Twilight might have started that, to be honest. I'm not even joking about that.
Yo, you're right.
Because what, we've had Thor, Hunger Games, Hobbit?
Well, I think way back, Harry Potter used to release in November.
I was about to say, yeah. Well, obviously, yeah, because they had so many of them motherfuckers. And so we gotta release this motherfucker somehow. But yeah, all those big budget films and shit. Now, granted, half of them I don't even care about, but...
Right.
And then what we had this year with the Lego movie opening up in February, then, you know, April was Captain America. January didn't have anything. But, you know, January always has one movie that somehow comes out.
They had something, man. Remember?
Yeah, it was Endless Love. Yeah, I remember.
It's Legend of Hercules.
Legend of Hercules, too. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Yeah, fuck the Gray from 2 years ago. Yeah, fuck that. We got Hercules, man. Legend of Hercules.
Yes.
That's the Hercules people wanted to see. Twilight Boy.
Clearly.
Who was in Expendables 3.
For some odd reason.
Apparently he's an action star now.
Yeah.
Jesus
Christ.
But no, yeah, it is nice to see those. I agree with Cody, to see them spread out. I wish their planning of that was not, we're just going to make money this month or whatever. But it is what it is, and that's not going to change, so whatever.
Yeah.
To me, my thing is, shit, whether you release it whenever, it's going to make money. You just you just don't know that
now,
yet.
Will it be good? That is a real question here.
I mean, if I would let Cody slap the shit out of me if Batman vs. Superman didn't make money if it got released in July, May, or fucking June.
Right.
I would, because I'd be like, I'm shocked by that. And I bet some smart-ass kid would be like, so why are you shocked by that, though? It's just like, no, I am shocked by that, because fucking look at the characters.
Yeah. License to print money.
Yeah, what's his name? Leu said it was going to fail. He was like, cause the other movies was bad. I was just like, that don't mean shit.
That don't mean a goddamn.
Oh yeah, come on, man. Look at Twilight. They got worse each movie and kept making more.
Yeah. I mean, shit.
The thing is now sequels are, well, this ain't a sequel, but just throwing it out there. Sequels are guaranteed to make more than what the original made.
Oh yeah.
That is. I'm about to steal a line from Wayne. That is fact. That is fact, Cody. And you can't deny fact. Motherfuckers be getting passionate about that shit. I was like, damn, what is he... fact.
Yeah, Wayne's a passionate guy.
Fashionable damn, dickhead, but whatever.
Very clear.
Oh, he sent me a message talking about he loves J-Lo now.
Oh, yeah. I think I heard something about that.
Yeah, he saw this video of her, and I was like, I found that video too. I looked at it, I was like, how could y'all deny this? I don't get this, but whatever.
Cannot.
They, and by the way, they playing the fuck out of that Anaconda song down here.
Oh, God. Sure they are.
I'm serious. There's a big screen at this bar or whatever, like a Luau bar and shit. There's a big screen there. That Anaconda video played like 3 times and shit. Motherfuckers was quiet in there just standing. Including my black ass.
Yeah, I know you're one of them.
I was touching the screen and shit, groping it. Like, I pulled a Groot. I am horny. Instead of Groot, I am horny.
Say shit else.
I am horny. We did all the women bartenders. Would you like another drink, sir? I am horny. Drool coming out my fucking bottom lip and shit. shit. Oh man, that fucking man, I'm telling you, man, that video is hot, dude.
Oh, it is, man. I'll give it that.
Jesus Christ, dude. I was just like Drake in that video, just rubbing my eyes and shit like that. Shit. It's like 40 degrees below weather and shit. I'm still sweating. It's just fucking water dripping from the chair and shit. Just shit. Holy shit. God damn. Bitch can't rap, can't sing, can't act, can't do shit, but she can sure shake her ass now. I got a career for you, bitch. It's called stripping. You need to start doing it. I'd be lined up at that place, I'll tell you.
First one there.
Hell yeah. Be like, move, nigga. Shit. My anaconda bites, bitch. Ariana, she says, LOL, love the reaction to T.I. and Ant-Man. That is not happening. That's not, no. That ain't fucking happening. Fuck y'all.
Every time I hear about T.I. anime, I put a smile on my face.
For some reason, it puts a smile on my face, too, but I just keep going. It ain't happening.
Oh, it's happening.
Part of me wants to see that, and the part of me don't want to see it.
Either way,
you're
going to see it.
Either way, it's going to be funny. I can tell you that right now. He says, and now cannot wait to see this film. Dude, she has a question. What if T.I. is Scott Lang? Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, no. No. Put some shit in here, too.
She said, don't you guys think this will be even more worth seeing then? Oh, my God. if I want to get a laugh, maybe. I guess. I don't know. I don't know how I would feel for that. Can you imagine this nigga standing with the Avengers? Nick Fury giving him a speech and shit, and then they just going down. You see Robert Downey Jr., Chris Evans, Scarlett Johansson, then you see T.I. standing there. It was like, what the fuck? What feels out of... It's one of those memes. What looks out of place here? Him with Rocket Raccoon, and even Rocket Raccoon look at him and be like, who the hell invited you? Ariana, will that be more worth seeing? I don't know. I don't know how to answer that neither. I mean, don't get me wrong. That nigga is funny when he's on screen. And it's funny for the simple fact that that nigga is horrible at acting. I don't know who keep giving that nigga work or whatever. I mean, he's just a horrible person in general. I mean, shit. He's some fake-ass thug that lives in the suburbs. Talk about how he grew up in the streets and shit. It's like, nigga, you ain't been in the streets in how long, fucking long. Shut the fuck up, nigga. Shit.
I think CJ would disagree with you, man. He try to give us some props under the darkness.
Oh, my God.
He's like, hey, man, you watch that show with him and the kids, man. I mean, he doesn't sound...
That nigga watches that gay-ass shit. Oh, I gotta listen to this episode now. This nigga baffles me, okay? Now, main nigga sitting up here talking about... I don't endorse black people like this, but sits up there and watch that fucking show.
Man, I'm glad you said it, because that Django has a question. Point him out of that shit, man.
Oh, did he? just... This nigga's the main nigga sitting up here. Every week, play him a clip or something like that. No reaction to it, no nothing to it. But then, I'm assuming, I bet he brought it up, too. Okay, the nigga when shit like that happens, this nigga will bring out of nowhere the most ghettoest shit ever. And he actually got nerve to bring up the T.I. show with Tiny and his fucking nappy-headed nigga kids. And you tell me he would disagree with me that this, oh, that nigga's decent. He's a nice man. I was like, what the fuck? Whatever, nigga. CJ, man, you were a baffling nigga, I swear. I swear, I don't get that nigga, Cody.
Oh, man, see, I tell you, it's all in the world, bro.
Jesus Christ, man, this nigga talk rapping about fucking rubber bands and shit. This nigga is scowling and everything he does and shit. He's always got this fucking scowling look and shit like that because he can't open up his fucking mouth on one side. I present to you the light-skinned Bukim Woodbine. Shit, he's like Floyd Mayweather. That nigga can't read and shit. Damn, so can't talk shit.
He can read, according to CJ.
Oh my god, CJ, man, fuck that nigga. Jesus Christ. Jesus fucking Christ. CJ, man, I don't get that nigga, please. He seriously fucking confuses me. Like, I do not get him. I'm gonna sit up here and defend T.I. Damn. Damn. All right, whatever. Shit. Daryl, last question I got from here. He says, with the slow release of... Fuck you, CJ, by the way. with the slow release of movies, this shit like that just makes me glad I am taking a break from it. Jesus Christ, man. I can't get over that shit now.
Just moments like that, I wish you were there, man. Said some shit.
Because I've seen that show in the barbershop a couple of times and shit. And I looked at that and was like, this is the most coonest shit I've ever fucking seen.
I've seen snippets. I'm just like, oh my God.
Yeah. This nigga taking his daughter's the fucking bake class and shit like that. Like, and he tilting his hat to the, his chef hat to the side and shit like that. It's like, okay, okay, nigga.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. This nigga got his little, I guess his dad, I don't know, a nigga that looked like him and shit, got it teaching his kids how to be in a fucking boy rap band and shit like that. I'm just like, okay, nigga, come on. Getting him up on stage and shit while his ghetto ass trashy, his trashy ass girlfriend, Obama, whatever the fuck he is, shit, just loud and ghetto as shit. I bet CJ, like, I like her though.
Yeah, she said that.
Oh, you fucking with me now. Now I know you just fucking with me.
No, just to that effect, I don't know the exact word. To that effect, he said yes.
Oh, my God. Okay. Damn, I should have showed up. This nigga. Oh, my, okay. Oh, this nigga is confusing. I swear. Django, you have my full admiration to keep giving him shit then. I do not get this Negro. What's so fucking ever? I just looked up his comment right now. He called him a coon.
Yeah.
Damn. I said, Cody, what type of coon is this nigga? Damn.
Oh,
man. You know it's bad when Django make more sense than CJ's black ass.
Man.
Gonna sit up there and defend the T.I. show. Damn, this we forget. This is the nigga that watches Love and Hip Hop and all that shit.
That's true. I forgot about that.
Talking about my, you know, my mom be having the TV on. Well, the nigga go outside then. Go to sleep. Go do. You could, there's a million other things you could be doing. Like, I don't know, devoting your time to that fucking podcast, showing up on time.
Oh, man.
Damn. Daryl, though. Sorry, man. I got to get on you, man. Says, with the slow release of movies this year, do you think the year of films is over to gear up for next year mega blockbusters? I don't know about you, man, but I'm pumped for next year, man. That man, that the slate on for next year, it just seems like every month is gonna be something.
I like stuff, man. Ooh, we still have like a full slate of just awesome stuff coming out each month. Hopefully, all the stuff is coming out like every other month, every other week.
Yeah, man. Either it's gonna be the most disappointing year in movie history, or it's gonna be the greatest fucking year.
And there's gonna be one. There's always one.
It's always gonna be one. Yeah, there's always gotta be one.
Yep.
It's gonna be the Spider-Man spinoff. No, I'm sorry. I'm sure that's happening next year, right? They ain't even got a date for that. What I'm talking about? Yeah, but I'm excited for next year, man. After this summer, I'm already ready to start the next year now, just to get in that next year, man. Because like I said, like Daryl just said over here, mega blockbusters, man. They're hitting, and I want to see them all. I think I'm gonna be in the theater a lot more than usual, and that's a lot more than usual. And that's seeing the mega hits that's coming out because, my God, man, I'm excited for the next 2 years, 2015, 2016. Sound like good years.
I'm pretty excited too, man. Some sequels come out, sequels of shit that has years that I've been waiting for.
Yeah, like Jurassic World.
Yep,
that's what I'm living through. Yeah, shit. I think the Planet of the Apes sequel is supposed to come out in 2016 too.
Yep, that's 2016.
Yeah, so 2016 for that as well. So yeah, I'm looking forward to the next 2 years, man. It's gonna be a fucking exciting time when this year is done with. Now, so I'm already done with this year personally.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's shit coming else. Out.
So yeah, Daryl, I agree with you then. Yeah, I think they don't give a fuck about the rest of this year. They're getting ready for next year. They're getting ready for next year. I mean, this year, I mean, shit. This week, what, some crappy-ass Elvis movie came out about religion, so.
Oh, man. That movie sounds so fascinating.
That was like, that movie got released in 1,000 theaters. It was like, why the fuck did they, okay, why didn't they just put limited on that shit? Because they really think that was going to do well. That shit came in like number 8 in the box. I was like, of course.
Yeah, what the fuck you expected?
Is nobody going to see that shit? And then, you know, this week, obviously, we got fucking Dolphin Tale 2. It was like, damn, you know it's bad when a sequel just sneaks up on your ass and shit.
Right.
And the rest of the year, I mean, I saw some interesting stuff, but nothing I'm really too familiar with. So, and I heard a movie I was really looking forward to, The Box Trolls, that animated film by Laika.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is a studio I love, because they did Paranorman and Coraline, two animated films I think was highly unappreciated, which I thought was two of my favorite animated films. I heard Box Trolls wasn't that good, so... So, I'm hearing this in a 20%, actually, from someone told me. So, I'm like, oh. Wow, that's not a good start.
I don't know.
That's not a good start at all. And then I found out it was based on a book, so I was just like, you know, shit that's based on a book. I don't know. Yeah, that's why. But that Maze Runner shit looks interesting. I'm not saying it looks cool. Could be interesting. I think, is it a young adult novel? Because if it is, then we already know where that's going to go then. It's not going to be interesting.
I actually think it is.
Okay, well then it's not going to be interesting then. That shit going to be weak then. The Ben Affleck movie, I'm not really, I really don't care about that movie, to be honest. I'm not as hyped as anyone. It's no.
I mean, it's a David Fincher film. I always look forward to what he comes out with, so.
It's a Tyler Perry film, so I'm looking forward to that, I guess.
Perry film.
That big-headed ass nigga is in every trailer. He's just mugging in the trailer. I'm just like, damn, this nigga's got a major role in this fucking movie. Reprising his role from Alex Cross and shit.
Oh, God.
It's like, as if that movie didn't do bad enough, they put this nigga back in a fedora and said, hey, you can be a detective again. It's like, oh, good Lord.
That was worth it. Fedora or
Ludacris? Oh, Jesus Christ. I think it's on par. Hunger Games, I don't give a fuck about.
Yeah, I really don't care.
Yeah, and plus since it's a part one, I really don't give a fuck, man. I'm just like,
yeah. Yeah, I forgot to explain that shit. Yeah, part one, yeah. That's true, yeah, part one might be some bullshit.
I kind of don't like that. I mean, especially, because I'm hearing the story, it's enough to fit in one movie, but I'm just like, yeah, all right. So that brings ain't going to be that much action. It's going to be set up for this. I'm like, then I got to wait a year. Then okay, well, all right. I can see if I was already interested in the franchise, but I'm not really that invested in it, so I don't care. What is it? Night at the Museum 3? I'm like...
Is my name Hector? No.
Oh, or Robin Williams' last film? Yeah. Ain't that an insult? Some other shit coming out. There's a bunch of other stuff. Some of it is new properties, but so I'm good about that. But I don't know. I'm not hearing anything that's like hitting the sound waves of Oscar buzz this year. I mean, last year, like I've told Cody before, I mean, last year shit, we was hearing that because all those early festivals and shit like that were hitting. The most movie I'm interested in, I can say right now, is that movie I told Cody about. Well, I said on the last week episode is the one with James McAvoy and Jessica Chastain.
Yeah, what was that one called again?
The Disappearance of something, of Eliza or some shit like that. I forgot.
Okay.
I know that's the first thing I'm doing when I come back is trying to check out that movie because I think that's a interesting concept of taking two movies and filming it into one right there, so.
Yeah, man.
It's
a lot of half a year looking pretty light. Looking at it right now. I was looking at... I don't know, there might be some cool little gems there, but...
Yeah, some shit that's gonna get forgotten, it seems like.
Yeah. Jake Gyllenhaal, Nightcrawler?
Oh, Nightcrawler, yeah. I think I saw a trailer for that one. Looked cool.
Yeah, so.
I mean, because last year's Oscar buzz, man, I think that was one of the hardest Oscar buzz competitions I've ever seen. I mean, you had Dallas Buyers Club, fucking Her, 12 Years a Slave, Wolf on Wall Street. Nebraska, Philomena, of course you had American Hustle, Gravity, and all that shit in there as well, stuff too. Man, that was some tough competition right there. That's all you heard about, matter of fact, when summer started was all these Oscar movies that was coming out and shit.
Yeah, that was stacked last year, man.
Mm-hmm. Very well. The year of Matthew McConaughey and Jared Leto, someone said. Oh, yeah. I forgot about Interstellar, too.
Oh, shit. Yeah, totally forgot about. Yeah, that's right.
Forgot about Interstellar. I forgot about that.
November, yep.
Yeah, there you go. November, too. I keep thinking it's coming out this month, but. So, yeah, so I guess we'll. Hopefully, Interstellar would be cool, but. Trailer's not winning me over yet, but I like the score that they got going on. And Matthew McConaughey can't do no wrong, and I love Nolan when he hits on these type of movies. So,
trailers they're decent. I'm just happy because I still know what the fuck the movie's about.
So. Thank you. I love that about Nolan's movies when he's not doing a Batman film is I don't know never know what the fuck they're about.
Yeah, I don't have a clue what this shit is about. So to me, it looks like a better Gravity. From what I can tell.
You know what? I was just about to say that. It looks like a better fucking Gravity. It looks like the planet. For me, what I got, it looked like the planet is dying. They're going, Matthew McConaughey is going to space to time warp or something like that or something to figure out if there's another planet that they can live on. That's what so far what I've gotten from it, but.
Okay.
But I like that about Nolan's trailers when it's not Batman. Or you don't never know what the fuck is going on. Inception did the same thing.
Yeah. That's right.
But let's get into some box office talk now, because you know you're interested in that, Cody. You've been telling me about that all weekend. I've been like, damn, text message after text message. Hey, man, let's talk about that box office, dude.
I'm saying that. Sorry to bother you, trip, man, but we got to talk about this, man. I'm just getting too excited about this.
I know you're excited because, you know, Expendables 3 is number 12 now. That movie cost over $100 million and made $36 million over here. Hey, it's getting close to that $300 million that Hollywood wants so desperately.
Yep. It's ever so close.
The funny thing about this movie is everybody keeps talking about the leak. Hold on.
Like that has something to do with it.
Thank you. I'm like, damn, shit, dude. That movie was horrible. That's what it was. Didn't nobody give a fuck? Cody, did you even remember this was even coming out?
No.
Thank you.
I saw like a commercial movie, maybe a week. Before it came out. I was like, oh, yeah, Jack Smith's movie. I forgot about that.
I remember seeing one teaser for it, and I want to say it was either the Super Bowl. It was something big that was on TV, and they did a commercial, and it was a teaser where they all just walked out whistling in the silhouette and shit, and that was the only thing I saw of it ever. And I was just like, oh, okay. And then when August came around, I even forgot that was still coming out. So it was like the marketing was horrible. Nobody knew that shit was coming out. And then again, nobody wanted to see that shit when in the midst of Guardians of the Galaxy and Ninja Turtles and stuff like that.
Yeah. Look what happened to Sin City.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah, people loved it so much or whatever. The first one. Yeah, they went to go see that second one so much. Yeah.
Oh, they did love it. They waited 9 years. People was like, oh shit, yeah, I forgot about Sin City.
Did nobody give a fuck about that movie? That movie's probably doing worse, actually. Yeah, it is doing worse. The budget on that, I think the budget on that was the same price as Expendables. I think it was $100 million. I think it only made like $12 million over here and $9 million overseas.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna say, yeah, they had a lot of big name action films, so.
That was the biggest fucking bomb of the year, probably. Sin City, a Damn to Kill For. Cause, I'm sorry, the story. Visually, it looks great. Storytelling in it is fucking horrible, though. And the cast was pretty damn good, if you ask me. I mean, you got Josh Brolin. I ain't gonna put Eve Greens in there because I think she's a horrible actor. I think she's a joke of actress now. It's like, bitch, all you do is take your clothes off. I think she's a joke now. She's a fucking gimmick at this point now. I've seen her in 3 movies this year where that bitch just does nothing but just lure the man to take her clothes off. I'm just like, okay.
Sorry, that was a fluke.
Yeah, exactly. JGL, Josh Brolin, Bruce Willis making a cameo, standing in the background and shit. That last one, Cody, was so good that everybody loved. Remember, he was putting out on their best of, but they loved it. I don't know why, but...
Yeah, I didn't know why either, but they did love it.
Yeah, they did love it. I don't know why either, but yeah, whatever. But anyway, man, so I know you sad about Expendables 3 being at number 12. But
yeah, kind of ruined my day.
If it makes you feel any better, Sin City is at number 17.
Oh, man.
I know. Your 2 movies are doing. Damn. That's cool, man. But you know what is at number 5, though? That's the November, man.
Man, crept back up. It was number 6 last week, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was number 6 with this piece of shit movie. shit was boring. $4.2 million brought in this week, man. The budget on that, was actually, I don't know the budget on that, to be honest, but I know it brought in $17 million, which is not bad for a film that nobody probably gave a fuck about.
I imagine it could have cost that much.
No, because nobody in here is really... I mean, unless that Olga Kurylenko did not, would no, hell no, never mind.
No,
she serves no purpose in this movie. Well, she serves no purpose in any movie, to be honest.
That's what I'm saying. I think her most meatiest role is Quantum of Solace.
Oh, yeah. what the fuck was she doing in that movie, too, by the way? And the thing is, I don't even hate that movie as much as everyone.
I
actually like the damn movie too, but she. Yeah, it is. I'm with you on that one too. I think we're on par with Karma Solace. Cause I thought it was a fun film to watch in the theater on the big screen and shit like that. But as far as following up for Skyfall or Casino Royale, I was like, man, this don't fit at all. But whatever. But Olga Kurylenko, man, I keep forgetting what her role and the purpose was in that movie. I'm just like, I don't get her. You know what I think it was? I think they saw that, and that's why they probably chose not to have him a woman in Skyfall.
She might be right.
They probably said, let's stay away from that this time around.
Just pass that, because we don't know what the fuck she was doing in here, so yes. Just pull that out.
Now as you bring that up, I am still trying to, like, what the fuck was her purpose in that movie? Like, she's just to be the bitch in the background, huh? I think the movie is action-packed, if you ask me, as far as an action film goes, but, yeah. By the way, I saw Skyfall on the plane. Man, that shit, man, that's a badass fucking James Bond film, man.
Man. Skyfall.
Man, Skyfall. Oh, my God. And then it followed up with, funny enough, November Man came on afterwards. I said, goddamn, dude, I was bored as for my fucking mind, man. I was like, man, Pierce Brosnan, man. Jesus Christ. You remember that talk, dog? Daniel Craig can't be James Bond. It was like, going back to Pierce Brosnan, that shit can't be no worse.
Man, I didn't even hate Pierce Brosnan, man. I just thought the movie
was... I thought they were cheesy. I don't hate Pierce Brosnan either, but I thought his movies, his James Bond movies were too corny and cheesy. I think I like the route that Casino Royale and Skyfall took.
Oh, definitely.
And I like that I saw a movie where he didn't have to have a woman in there as well as a love. I like that the movie wasn't about a love interest. I like that it was more personal and about him and you know the agency and his family and all that stuff. I like that.
And we hadn't seen that before with James Bond, so that was cool.
Yeah. Yeah, Papa Martin. Yeah, goddamn it. Shit. I understand you on a lot of movies, but when it comes to that one, I'll fight you to death. To that one. Shit, the fuck is wrong with you? Yo, you too, Z. The fuck is wrong with y'all? Don't like
Skyfall?
No, you don't like Skyfall. Said Skyfall is boring.
Wow.
He said it's not even about James Bond. It's about M.
What?
I'm like, it was about both. What are you talking about?
What the hell is that movie
that's
about James Bond?
That movie had nothing but James Bond in it.
Oh my God. Okay. Whatever.
Whatever. Hey, man, your favorite movie of the year moved up from number 5 to number 4, and that's Let's Be Cops.
Oh, shit.
Man.
Man.
Pretty much, if you came out in August, you were safe for the month of September. If you came out in August, you were safe for the month of September. Yeah, you ain't going nowhere. If anything, you're going up. Because for this movie to go up, $5.4 million it brought in. And trust me, this movie is shit. yeah, this movie brought it. First of all, it only cost $17 million. And we're at right now, it's domestically, $66.5 million. Overseas, $17.1 million. Worldwide, $83 million.
What the fuck?
Hey, man. People still love them Wayne's brothers, man. Wayne's got a name, bro.
Man, barely.
Man, Wayne's, man. That's man, if you thought that blew your mind, wait till you see the number 3 film.
Yeah, because that did fuck my mind, that's for sure.
Man, and you know what? This movie stayed at number 3 for 3 weeks now.
think I know what you're talking about.
And as if I stay. If I go away, that's what it will be. Brought in $5.7 million, man. $11 million across this thing. $39 million domestically, $10 million overseas, $50 million worldwide. That is Chloe Grace Moretz, probably her most successful film.
That is.
Damn, that means she's gonna start doing more of these young adult novels now.
She already wrote that Kick-Ass 3, so. Or If I Stay on the Way.
Damn, If I Stay too. Or in Cody's titles track record, If I Stay Again. Oh man! Oh my God, man! I love Chloe Grace Moretz. I think she's a great actress, especially to be a child actress too, and be so entertaining. And it's sad. What was that?
No, I was gonna say, yeah, she's one of the best, I think.
I'm with you on that one. And it's sad to see her movies not do too well. And then she goes to this type of genre of filmmaking, which is mainly what her age demographics go to when they get into acting. To see her go to this and be successful, it's like, oh, great. Are you going to start doing this a lot now?
Yeah, I really, really hope that's not the case.
Yeah.
Only time will tell.
People always complain that these actors, they do the same thing over. It's because y'all support them in doing the same thing over.
Don't get mad at Adam Sandler.
Yeah, I was just about to fucking say that. Don't get mad at Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
Don't get mad at Will Ferrell. Don't get mad at none of these people. Y'all support them to do the same shit over and over. Support them to do the same shit over and over. Because Chloe Grace Moretz, I thought she had a great track record of films she was doing as far as out the book and genre type stuff. From horror to action to comic book style and shit. Mm-hmm. And to see all of them not do well, it's like, oh,
what happens?
Gotta go to that age demographic.
The big break.
Yeah, the big break. If I stay.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
The one that got all the teeny poppers in. That's the one.
Oh, God. She's gonna have to get more horrible male actresses and shit.
Oh, Jesus.
They're gonna have to throw more bitch fits with her.
Here we go.
Yeah, we're gonna see more of those, whatever. Hey, man, but the number two film. Now, if Hollywood was to talk about making money this year, this month, I could see that because the number two film only brought in $6.5 million, which ain't shit. But then again, it's been in theaters for 5 weeks now, which is a whole damn month. So,
yeah.
But people, that is Ninja Turtles, which brought in domestically $174 million. Overseas, $125.6 million. Worldwide, it made $300 million. So you know what Raphael talking about right now. He's saying you could eat a turtle dick right about now. All you fucking turtle haters and shit.
Yeah. Oh, Mikey B-box is in the background.
Man, that nigga did that shit in the fucking preview. Okay, come on. Man, I swear to God, this is gonna make my list of most baffling movies of the year. I really don't fucking get that. Man, he did the same shit in the... Michelangelo was annoying in this film. He was always fucking annoying.
Like, yeah. Like, what the fuck?
Man.
I don't feel like going down that road again.
Man, yeah, man. Go down that road. Well, according to me and Cody, we enjoyed the action scenes in the movie. I think the movie, personally, for me, was about 50-50.
About the same way.
Maybe about, could be 40-50. I mean, 40-60. Somewhere around there. I think it's halfway. Like we said before, the turtles get it right. The action stars get it. I mean, well, the action scenes get it right. It's just everything else that's just like, this is shit.
Right.
Which, I hate to say it, Cody, but we called that, if I'm not mistaken.
We kind of did.
Yeah. Maybe we should be mind readers. You know what? We're going to do a new show. We're going to call it Mind Prediction.
Okay. Why not?
With CJ Gay. Yes. I called it. Oh, but that man, that movie, man, that's got to be a fucking record right now to be number two that long now. So,
shit, you might be right.
Guardians of the Galaxy, if you want to add it all up, man, how many times been number one? Is this is week number 6. And if I'm not mistaken, this is the 4th week that has been number one, if you want to add it all up.
Sounds about right.
So, the 6th week. So, here we go, man. That movie brought in $10 million even. Well, and now the budget, the budget on that was $170. And now it is at $294.5 million overseas, $291.6 million worldwide, $586 million. Oh, yeah, it's about to hit $300
million. Oh, yeah. It's going to, yeah, get that up front.
Oh, well, take that, Hollywood. No, none of the films domestically haven't hit $300 million. Well, a talking raccoon just about to. You know what it's gonna be like now. Guardians is gonna change film history industry now. Whatever, it's gonna be like, we gotta do weird shit now.
Have you seen that Destiny commercial?
Oh yes.
I'm like, are you fucking serious with this shit? I'm not trying to fool anybody. I know, goddamn, because that game didn't show anything like that goddamn commercial.
I can't wait to do it. Yeah, you want to talk about film? Fact? You want to talk about fact? You want to talk about facts, Cody? I think this is about to change the way people, because all these reports coming out, nobody's going to go see movies no more. Guardians, man, staying at the number one. This got to be a record now. This long is staying in top 5.
Right.
And and about to gross $300 million too. Worldwide next week is going to be over $600 million.
Nuts. Fucking nuts.
Yeah. So domestically and overseas next week is going to be $300 million. So this movie is only $6 million away. It's definitely going to make that. Now that's going to be some shit if it's next week is number one still.
Man, it could happen.
You know what? You're about right. I mean, bringing in $10 million this week can only mean it's going to make like 5 to 8 million next week. So that means so you know no good deed has to make at least 10 million or more next week, which personally for me, I don't see that happening.
I mean, shit. How much movie costs like fucking what? Like 15 million maybe?
200,000.
But it's going to be a tight race for sure next week.
It doesn't have a budget on that shit. You know what? I'm gonna find that shit. God damn it. Yeah, I'm looking. Man, if Guardians of the Galaxy is number one next week, that's gotta be a record then now.
Yeah, it's gonna be up there with Avatar as far as like staying number one for X amount of weeks.
I mean, it was only out of number one, for 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, 2 weeks, I think.
Yeah, because when Turtles came out, obviously it pushed it out, and then, damn, they are hiding that fucking budget, dude. They are hiding that fucking money. Now, you know this is a Sony film. You know they don't give a fuck when it comes to money.
That's true.
Okay, well, they can't find it. Okay, I see how it is. Okay, all right. I'm going to find this fucking budget. I'm going to get this fucking budget by the end of the goddamn day. Shit. I got to make some fucking phone calls. I'm going to get this fucking budget, goddamn. I want to know how much was spent on this shit. Yeah, Aegis Elba's up for a Golden Globe. Pay him a lot. You do realize that was a Golden Globe, right?
Hey, it's still gold.
That's right. Black people love him.
Everybody loves him.
Oh, yeah, everybody loves him. CJ loves him.
I'm sure he does. I haven't heard Professor's love yet, but I'm sure he does.
He wants to see him as Green Lantern. With CJ's comic book history of knowledge and shit. Yeah, if you don't believe me, people go look to his Avengers review.
CJ.
Yeah. Avengers 2 review, people. Check that out.
Yeah, it's one of the greatest reviews of all time. I shit you not.
One of his famous 6-minute reviews, yes. Man, Cody, I got some interesting Blu-rays for you, dude. You ready to get into this?
Oh, okay. I'm more interested in some Blu-rays. You know that.
Hey, man. Well, I know you're Captain America. By the time it's go up, it'll be out. So I know you looking forward to that.
Goddamn right.
That shit's on Amazon Instant Streaming. I've been watching the fuck out of that every time I've been on a long thing or something like that. So
as any good man would.
As any good man would. Yeah, y'all need to watch this. This is gold right here. But we got we hitting back in that young adult novel. Speaking of Chloe Grace Moretz, how about that Shailene Woodley money? The Fault in Our Stars.
Oh. So yeah, that guilt trip YA novel film.
Yeah, with that boring bitch of an actor in it. I don't like Shailene Woodley. I think she's boring. I like her in The Descendants, and then after that, she looked hollow and more wooden. It's like these young adult novels, they must suck the life out of the young actresses they get in here.
Apparently they do, because what I heard from Divergent, apparently this film, not looking so good.
No, Divergent, she was fucking, that was the most boring I've ever seen her. I've seen her on screen a couple of times, and I was like, wow, she looked like she's just bored out of her fucking mind, like... Like, she's looking like she's doing this because, like, I got to make a paycheck.
She probably is, man. She probably don't want to do that shit. She's like, shit, well, fuck it. My name will be out there. Be a lot of money. People into this shit. It's crazy nowadays.
My fan base will grow.
Yeah.
Because I was having a conversation with someone. Actually, we got into an argument. I don't even know why he got all pissed off about it. I was at this cafe, and I was telling him, I was like, because he was, what was that movie that Jennifer Lawrence did before she got all popular and stuff that she got an Oscar for?
Winter's Bone
or something like that?
Yeah.
He was telling me that film made her career, and I was like, no. Hunger Games made her career.
Yeah.
And he was like, how could you say that? She's got an Oscar. Her peers love her. I said, peers don't mean shit when it comes to movies. It comes about fans.
Yeah.
Because if a director can see that fans come out to see that actor right there, they will hire her for that film to attract the audiences in. That Oscar don't mean shit to these people.
No, hell no. Fuck no.
I can't believe you would even sit up here and say that shit. Like, he was getting distracted, but he's just like, I think that's the most credible thing you could have to your career. I was just like, yeah, I agree with you completely. It is the most credible thing you could have, but that's a personal thing. That's not going to get her work.
No.
Fan base is gonna get you work. If the audience look at Channing Tatum, why do you think he still stayed in fucking audiences that long? It's because people like him.
Yeah.
I swear to God, he would have went away a long time ago if women wasn't paying to see his shit.
Exactly.
So I don't get that. Shailene Woodley, she's hey, I see what she got to do. Got to build that fan base. You damn sure ain't gonna get that from a George Clooney film.
No.
Get hell. I don't give a fuck how good that film was. You will get forgotten in that film. You need to understand, when you're in a George Clooney film, he's the star.
Exactly.
You are a side character. You, matter of fact, you ain't even a character. You a fucking stepping stool.
Everybody is second fiddle to George Clooney.
You goddamn right, okay?
Even a fucking Gravity.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. How many people walked out of that movie saying, he should have stayed alive?
Damn, George Clooney was so fucking smooth in that goddamn film. I was like, damn,
that's
cool, dude.
Yeah, exactly. I want to fly with that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, Chris Nolan should have just got him for Interstellar.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine him and Matthew McConaughey?
Panty dropper. The movie.
My panties.
Shit, I'm telling you, man. You get all them actors, man. You get all the greatest, smoothest actors of all time and put them all in one movie. And I'm telling you, call it Panty Dropper.
There you go.
And the trailer, it just be that you just see that actor quote one of their famous lines, and it says their name, and just keep going back and forth. Every actor, whatever.
Yep.
And then it just ends with going an actor of all actors, and then it just you hear that line in the background. All right, all right, all right. And you don't see his face at all. You just hear that line. Yeah, by the title slowly comes up. Panty dropper.
That is awesome.
I'm a dude and I pay to see. I'd be like, damn, I need to know what that movie's about. You don't see nobody's face. You just hear them quoting their lines in the background. Their name pops up, and then it just says, Academy Award winning. All right, all right, all right. They probably used to be like, holy shit.
Like that Dark Knight teaser?
Yeah.
The Battle of Lotus coming out of the light.
Yeah. Oh, shit, I can hear it now. Leonardo DiCaprio, yes, you can repeat the past. Denzel, I'm going to land this plane now, and I got to land this. Use my nigga now, right? He's my nigga. My nigga. Robert Downey Jr. I am Tony Stark. I am Iron Man. Panty dropper, the movie. Oh shit! But where were we talking about that? Damn, dude, I don't know about you, but I'm sweating. See, ain't movie ain't even made. I'm sweating. Shit.
Yeah, I've been sweating.
Ooh, man. Oh shit, I gotta take my pants off now. Just to think of all these actors in one movie together. I'm telling you, man, you love what you do for the Oscars. You looking for hosts? Denzel, Leonardo DiCaprio, host the Oscars. Bam, there you go. All that smoothness or whatever shit. Damn, shit. Everybody's trying to sexualize women. Sexualize the men, shit. You get each one to host it, not together. They do it separately. They just announce people coming in, and people just be like, God damn, that nigga is smooth. Jesus Christ or whatever this shit. Get Daniel Craig come out in his James Bond suit and shit. Cause I don't think Daniel Craig is a good-looking dude, but, man, that dude is smooth as fuck.
Smooth. I get that.
He's very fucking smooth. The way he wears them suits and the mannerisms and shit like that, I'm like, man, damn the looks.
Yeah, you're like, all right, woman, I understand.
Yeah, I understand completely. Shit. Now, move aside. Let me get a turn now. Shit. I'll be laying in that bed of his movie, Panty Dropper. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Hey, man. Next movie we got here, man. Think Like a Man 2.
Your favorite film of the year.
Man, the sequel that I've been waiting for, dude.
Yes.
Think, hey, and that's spelled with a 2, like T-O-O, not number 2.
I had to be clever with that shit.
Did you forget about that? I know you didn't.
It can't go with T-W-O. Can have the number 2. You know,
no. They had to be clever because this is this is a black man movie.
Yeah, they can't have the Roman numerals.
No, they had to appeal to the black audience, and that was the way of doing it.
Well, what better way to do that than T-O-O?
Yeah, and another way of doing that is by putting a music video in your movie as well, too.
That's right, and also I haven't seen the movie, but they have a very unnecessary camera in there.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Drake.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
He's apparently hooking up with Kevin Hart's woman and Wendy Williams and whatever the fuck that bitch name is. There's all kinds of great stuff in here for the black audience to love about. Drake is the most annoying motherfucker in hip-hop today. I swear to fucking God.
Oh, man. You are not lying.
I fucking hate his fucking voice. I fucking hate his voice with a passion.
Stand his goddamn voice. I don't know how people can sit through 10 seconds of one of his songs.
Let alone 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Four minutes.
And it's such a motherfucker that tries to tip singing. I'm like, oh my God, cut that motherfucker.
I didn't even know he was a rapper because I thought he was always trying to sing and shit.
Oh, man, he is.
Fuck that guy. He cannot be in Panty Dropper.
No.
No. Panty Dropper is not for him. Now, Michael Ealy can be in Panty Dropper.
Yeah, that makes sense.
He ain't got no famous line or quote or nothing like that, I guess, but whatever. And your favorite, man, we hitting each other's favorite movies of the year, man. Your favorite movie of the year?
Oh, my other favorite movie.
Yeah. Godzilla.
Oh, yes. Godzilla.
I know you've been waiting on that movie, man.
Oh, man. I was so tempted to buy it on digital HD because, you know, it came out a week earlier. But
yeah.
I'm going to wait.
Mm-hmm.
Get the digital, come at the physical copy.
Mm-hmm.
Get home on Tuesday, open that shit up, pop it in my PS4, and have me a good fucking time.
And then once you're done watching it, frame it.
Yes.
Frame that copy and put it up there so you know you could have it up there. Man, you're gonna have a good good 2 weeks. Dude, Captain America now, Godzilla, dude.
Man, I am upset.
Fuck Captain America. Godzilla, dude, all the way.
Fuck that Stars and Stripes shit, man. I'm with the monsters, man.
Yeah, the monster movie, dude. That's what I'm talking about. I was just talking about the Cloverfield monster. I was like, he's a pussy compared to Godzilla. The Cloverfield monster had to shake off these little creatures and shit like that to do his work. But Godzilla does his own work. He's the king of monsters.
Yeah. Yeah. They, city of the city.
Yeah, they tell you that, too.
Yeah.
Heck, fuck that movie. Fuck that movie. Fuck that movie, man. Fuck that movie.
Yeah,
that movie can suck a monster's dick, man. I was just talking about how cool the Cloverfield monster was. I was like, man, there was so many interesting concepts of that monster. And then when he started shaking the debris off, and it was like, oh, he's losing debris. And then you find out there was a little creature. I was like, that monster was cool.
Hell yeah.
That was some terrifying shit or whatever and stuff. But you get to Godzilla, and that motherfucker, we find out at the end of the fucking movie, this nigga can breathe fire and shit. And then, oh, I didn't want him to do that anyway. You know, we had to argue and fight to get that scene in here. It's like, oh. You mean tell me you wanted to have a monster battle and you can't have him do his finisher move? Man, fuck that movie, dude.
Fuck everything involving that movie. I'm sorry. It's everything.
Yeah. Because you know what? The bad outweighs the good now of it.
Oh, yeah. By far.
Well, the thing that I thought was good, you told me he didn't even want that in there. So I was just like, ah! You tell me the coolest looking scene in there. I didn't want that. That looked childish. This is about the humans.
Son of a bitch. Damn words. Oh, my God.
This is about the humans, not about the monsters. You do realize you're making a Godzilla movie, right? You stupid fuck. Anyway, let's get into trailer talk now with our favorite movie coming up. Dolphin Tale 2, man.
With my man.
Morgan Freeman. And he gonna be in Panty Dropper too. He's gonna be the one handing them they suits. He gonna be the tailor. Yeah. He gonna be in some format or another helping somebody. Oh my God, I love it.
Looks like winter's being extra playful today.
Morgan Freeman, his grinning ass.
Such an inspiration for me. Isn't she just...
Your female bottlenose, Winter. She's not doing well, Clay.
Oh no, the dolphin is sick, and Morgan Freeman's sad.
Not much. It's hard to even folks are out to eat. Get the time, baby. Oh.
He's stretching his reins a little bit. He's sad.
Another female, and so I'm giving you 30 days to correct the problem.
This motherfucker just paused on me. Oh, there we go. It's back.
Marine fisheries just picked up a stray male. Clay? It's a female.
All right, everyone.
Morgan Freeman's teeth stopped it.
Voice, and it will be mine. I'm sorry. I want you right
here. Oh, the chocolate chips. Oh, they found another one. Oh, it's another dolphin.
Now all we can do is hope.
That's right.
Ain't no time for no reason.
They gotta have hope now, Cody. Morgan Freeman's happy again. You know what? I think I just saw the movie now by watching this trailer.
You
lose Winter. How the fuck they get Morgan Freeman this shit? I swear that nigga will do anything. Samuel Jackson, at least he tried shit. I mean, damn. I don't even think Samuel Jackson would do some shit like this. Oh, this is about family. This is what this is about. It's about the power of hope. Hope got Superman far, remember?
Oh, yeah, very far.
Destroying the city far. Man, Morgan Freeman is hugging up on that white woman, isn't he?
What on earth is wrong with that bird? Where do I start?
Oh, this is a comedy family movie. Oh, sweet.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Apparently, extra element in there, you know, spice up a little bit. Okay.
Apparently, there's a running gag with a seagull in here, and he keeps checking out the baby dolphin, like, because, you know, he wants to eat it, I guess, you know?
Oh, okay. Man, that sounds like a good comedic bit right there.
Morgan Freeman constantly hugging on that white woman. I mean, I think I see why he took this movie now.
Yeah, okay, that makes perfect sense to me.
He's trying to get some ass. Dolphin Tale 2, man, along with No Good Deed. Oh, this is going to be the greatest week in movie history.
Is that a double feature on the way for UTPO?
Oh, my God. It's going to be the greatest movie week ever. can't wait.
Your favorite actors in there, well, those movies, Idris Elba, who you love so much.
Oh, Idris Elba, Morgan. Oh,
two of your favorite black actors.
Who's ever said that there's not enough black actors out there? Who said that?
Shit, man, you get two headliner movies in 1 week.
And whoever said there's not enough black people, Taraji P. Henson.
Yeah.
This is bullshit. Now I don't ever want to hear that no more. I don't want to hear that. There's not enough black actors. We got two famous black actors headlining, two heavy hitters. They have the potential to both be number one.
Yep.
They better be fucking number one after a movie been out for 6 goddamn weeks now. Shit. Shit. I don't ever want to hear that shit. Ain't enough black actors no more. Got two of them headlining these pieces of shit's movies. And if they can't hit number one after the movie been out for 6 weeks, that means there's nobody that gave a fuck about them.
Yeah, we crying about race and shit. Ain't what it's about.
Yeah, it damn sure ain't about. One of them is an all-black cast.
That's true.
She's got two black children, a black husband, she's black, and we got a British black nigga with Idris Elba. So...
A Southern accent.
Jam. This is diversity.
There you go.
That movie gonna fail. That movie's gonna fail big time.
You just come to that realization. Yeah, it's gonna fail.
That movie's gonna fucking fail. I can't wait for Guardians to be number one again. That was the smartest thing. Man, you pretty much, hey, if you had a movie coming out next year, just release it now.
Yeah. Basically.
I'm telling you, hey, DC, release it now. I'm telling you, right now. You could have 2 months of fucking number one, being the number one at the box office right now.
Yeah, she only like halfway finished that shit. It'll work.
Yeah, it'll work. Yeah, you ain't even got to finish it. Just show half. Say part one. Into part one. There you go.
Yeah, just have the epic shot with Batman and Superstereo. There you go. Boom.
Mm-hmm. Just say movies out and then show that scene and then have people pay for that. You'll get half your money right there.
There you go. All you got to do, WB.
Mm-hmm. Release that movie, panty dropper. They ain't even got to do shit. Just a bunch of smooth actors, male actors that we know, just come out and just do shit. That's it. They ain't got to do shit. They go to Vegas or something.
Keep crying about $1 billion. You played that movie right there.
There you go. Yeah, exactly. Women will throw... shit, men will throw their panties out. I'm telling you. Had some of the smoothest male actors ever go to Vegas to do nothing but gamble, drink, and hit on women. Bam. Million.
Man. Genius.
Yeah. Denzel tells Leo, you can't repeat the past. And then Leo opens the door and say, why, sure you can, old sport. Opens the door and Matthew McConaughey sitting in a chair. Well, gents, let's get this party started. All right, all right, all right. Hey, yo, your movie. There go your movie right there. Give Robert Downey Jr. his Iron Man suit. Let him just fly in drunk and shit. Comes out of nowhere. They'd be like, whoa. Okay, so let him give a speech. Let all of them in the movie just with a speech. Out of nowhere. They just each get a speech about anything. You ain't even got to give Matthew McConaughey a speech. Just record his speech from the Oscars and shit where he started talking about Neptune and shit like that. Or whatever.
He's a true detective.
And then the movie just ends with the title just popping up. Panty drop. Credit. Oh, shit. Yo, James, you know what? Just splice that movie with Spring Breakers and have James Franco the villain. Just have James Franco as the villain. There you go. As the, and they looking to kill him because, you know, he's taking away style and charisma away. So they need to, they're like Archer. They're trying to rid the world of hipsters one by one, you know?
Exactly.
Hey, we got to make this movie now, Cody.
We have to. In a way, just not have it.
Yeah. Well, people, that's been Movie Spoilers, episode 127. Man, that was a good the panty drop. I want to see that so bad. I just want to see, somebody make that teaser now. Just, I want to see that shit. I'm the phenomenal one.
I'm Cody.
Yeah, we will catch you people next week when we finally get done writing Panty Dropper. Later, bastards.
Well, you beautiful bastards.